Jake's Dilemma, a short story by your host on a Friday afternoon, April 9th, 2021, on this date in 1865, Robert E. Lee, general for the Confederate Army, surrendered at Appomattox Courthouse to General Ulysses S. Grant. And, well, today, we like to read to you, has nothing to do with the Civil War. But this is a short story that I wrote some time ago, and it's entitled Jake's Dilemma, and I'd like to share it with you if you allow me to do so. So here we go, Jake's Dilemma. Oh yeah, in the background you may hear that there's a baseball game going on. The Boston Red Sox are playing the Orioles. And I believe it's last night's game. I'm going to stop it, actually, so that we can focus. Let me see if I can do that. Here we go. Jake's Dilemma. Oh my God, but this thing is really incredible. It won't stop, yo. It has a mind of its own. What happens when we allow drones? What happens to us as a human species when it's not just sheep that's being cloned? Who's to say that today, on April 9th, 2021, more than just sheep and chicken and pigs and body parts are being cloned, if not outright human beings with the qualities of a Hitler, the personality of a oh my God, why even go here? Stalin? And to add flavor to this new mix, the wherewithal to lie and cheat with no sense of, Donald Trump. Imagine if they clone Donald Trump. And that's what we have to go by. That's the model for the modern human being. Donald Trump. This is the guy that's chosen for humanity. Let's say you make we come up with a bucket list, if you will. And the bucket list says, okay, let's put someone for the next 1,000 years from now, for people to see what humans were like. I kind of agree that Donald Trump will be exemplary to demonstrate the greed, like a Gordon Gekko, you know, from that movie, The Wolf of Wall Street. That's what Donald Trump exemplifies. Why am I even talking about him? Because it's easy to make fun of him. But Jake's Dilemma is a different dynamic. And I wrote this, I don't even remember. But I'd like to share it with you. And I hope you don't mind listening. To my idle thoughts. So here we go. For you. And for I. Jake's Dilemma. The trouble with Jake. Too romantic. at height. Friends all said, but as a forensic auditor, there was no comparison. Jake was the best. After 32 years of service with the RIS, Jake founded Jake Fraulein CPA LLC and immediately was contacted by lawyers and insurance companies, proving that sometimes people's reputations do perceive them. Jake was a living legend who caused attorneys and their clients to shake because they knew once Jake was finished, so was their carefully orchestrated fraud, sham, or scheme. Jake was indefatigable and honest to the core, took no mess, and knew how to dish with the best of them. Everybody loved Jake, and reciprocity ruled the day in Jake's book. Friends remarked how Jake always remembered birthdays and anniversaries. Who does that, really? Jake did, and everyone, even the opposition, knew this and made them beyond angry, because how do you battle someone so formidable and beyond reproach? What a conundrum Jake represented. And Jake knew it and loved it. Talk of retirement began to circulate. But as Jake was highly regarded, no one dared ask the taskmaster such a question. In one hand, the loss would be monumental, but it was time to eat, drink, and be merry. On New Year's Day, using a separate key, Jake Fraulein came to the office with a box and proceeded to move forward with life. Went to the bathroom mirror, assessed, and took a deep breath. Jake left a note alerting all the employees of JFLLC that a long vacation was overdue. We'll contact in 3 months. I trust you guys can handle things. Jake got in the Willys Jeep Wrangler, revved it to 70 miles per hour in 60 seconds flat, called the Exile One, and left the premises for warmer climes with friends and family. Jake, how we miss thee. Happy 2020. Jake Fraulein, the best. Enjoy retirement. Lifestyles are not easy to find. In retirement, sometimes it's not the easiest of things. You think that it will please you and reciprocate in some eerie kind of way. But retirement is just what it is. Layaway for a box that will surely lay 6 feet under. It's on you to decide. Are you really retired or are you just in layaway? And in 3 months, you'll activate and go back to being you once again. It is what it is. Life after all.